Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Well, I'd like to welcome one of my favourite New Zealand chefs, Josh Emmett, to the show. Hi, Josh.
How are you?
Very good. Now, last time I interviewed you, you had just opened the brand new restaurant Rata down there in Queenstown. How's it going?
Yeah, it's going great. It's been, it's always good to get the first year under your belt, and we're about 18 months in now, so you've been through a couple of seasons, which is also crucial, so you know what's happening in the local area and that sort of thing. But yeah, really good things.
That's great. And working with lots of local producers?
Yeah, lots. And the seasons come quickly down there, and they happen pretty fast. And, because they have very distinctive seasons, autumn, summer, winter, and spring. So you've got to be on your game, I must say, to get in there while it's running hot.
Now, how's it been juggling that? And, of course, your role on MasterChef, because that in itself is a big, a big job.
Yeah, that covers sort of 3 months of the year where we're filming. I give Rata a lot of time when I can. And then during times, we set it up well for times like MasterChef filming when I'm in and out of there. And last year we did a bit of filming down at Rata anyway. So it all worked out quite nicely.
Oh, that's good. Now, you're about to get on a plane and head to San Francisco where you're going to be cooking in a gala dinner. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, I'm going up there with Nespresso, who I've got a really great relationship with, and we're doing a gala dinner for the Louis Vuitton Cup with, I think, five or six other chefs, a couple of Americans, a couple of French, and, yeah, it's a huge deal, really, for me anyway. It is. It's fantastic.
Well, I'm about to I go the following day, so I'm going to sample it. Just give me a sneak peek what I'm going to be eating.
I'm doing all the dishes, all the courses are matched to Nespresso coffee. We've used those flavours inside our dishes. So I'm doing a venison dish, which goes great with coffee. I know Thomas Keller, Thomas.
Yeah.
He is doing something with lobster. We've got a French two-star chef, Moro, who is doing something with pigeon.
Wow.
Chocolate dessert from Michelle Bernstein. So it's going to be an incredible dinner, I think.
How many are going to be there, do you know?
A couple of hundred people at the dinner. So
I've been told I have to wear a tie.
You probably do. I've been told I have to pack a tie, so I probably do at some stage as well.
It sounds a little fancy for my liking, but anyway.
Oh, really?
I think it's great, too, that New Zealand has a chef that can actually go to those sort of gala dinners and cook, because I think for a long time, New Zealand just didn't get a mention or didn't get a leg up in those sort of forums, and it's fantastic now that we are.
I think there's plenty of fantastic chefs down here cooking great food and can easily go and do this on the international level and really represent, I guess, what New Zealand's about, because New Zealand does really have an identity now with regard to food.
Definitely.
It's standing on its own two feet.
That's right. Well, we're a sponsor of the Wellington on a Plate Festival, the food festival, and I've just finished judging the best menu. And, to be really honest, we had a couple of hundred restaurants enter and we got it down to five, but any one of them could have won it. Their food is spectacular.
Yeah, good. It's great to hear.
No, it is. Well, enjoy that flight. I look forward to seeing you in San Francisco, and good luck with cooking alongside some of the best chefs in the world.
Fantastic. I'll see you there.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.